Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
I, God, have your back, Tennessee fans.
This is so uncomfortable.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
God, why are you calling this show?
Because I care. You're good people.
Thank you, God. All these media people keep acting like we're the devil. You know the devil. We're not him.
They're all in Gainesville. Anyway, thanks for the time today. Love the show. Again, longtime listener.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
John Curry is an atheist.
Hour two kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Nick Cronin. Already getting an extension. How about that? After the Final Four run. Yeah, he already got a two-year extension. He will be through, I believe, 2027 is what it says. Yeah, it'll set him through 2026-2027 season.
Is that how much money he's getting?
Yep, he did reportedly made 3.2 and 3.3 the first 2 years. So it does look like he'll get like from 3.2 to 3.7 in his final couple years. That'll be the increase in those final 2 years.
3.5 and 3.7, so he still didn't make the $4 million club?
No, doesn't look like it. Yep, it says the cap was set at $3.7 million in his final season. So, kind of surprising, don't you think? He didn't make the club, but after the run he just had?
He barely made it in.
Yeah, and I don't know how much money UCLA has, so it's probably more about the year commitment than it is the money. Give him a little bit of a raise, but mostly just say, hey, we like you, Mick. Good job. You did it for us, buddy.
Showing some commitment. We also had – what a game last time, by the way. Number one, number two seed. We had the Suns and the Jazz just going at it back and forth. Suns pulled out a close win. Looked pretty good, John, by the way. Looked like a pretty legit playoff team after watching them last night against the Jazz. The Suns.
Yeah? You didn't know that?
Well, I just think people are going to still kind of doubt them as they get into the playoffs, but –
Chris Paul, I'm the one that's been driving the Chris Paul train.
He's good, man.
Top 20 player of all time.
Just hitting clutch shots, too.
That's what he does.
The mid-range, hitting those tough shots.
He has one of the most unstoppable shots in all of basketball history. Kareem, Scott Hook. It's got nothing on the Chris Paul the 15-foot free throw line jumper. Leaning back a little bit. He can't, can't be stopped.
Gobert couldn't handle it. Gobert on his heels as Chris Paul just knocking down the pull-up Jays. What do we make of KD's return last night as well?
Chris Paul, 12 of 24, 29 points, 9 assists.
Again, a lot of fourth-quarter points. I wonder how many points he had in the fourth, because I swear he was their go-to guy. Booker was not a...
Booker's not as good as Chris Paul.
I mean, Booker did drop like 35, too.
Shot the ball 31 times.
He didn't make a three, either. Was it like 0 for 6?
3. Good thing the free throw line bailed him out.
Yeah. Really, though.
But if I'm the Jazz, I feel good. We went head-to-head in Phoenix. Donovan Mitchell came up clutch. He had a three with, 15 seconds left roughly in the game to tie it.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with him, though, because before that, people are going to talk about that shot he hit to send it to overtime. The Jazz had a lead, and he just, missed, four or five shots in a row and just really just throwing up wild stuff.
Yeah.
That's how the Suns were able to get back in the game and take that three-point lead. But
it was kind of back and forth the last couple of minutes, though.
It was, yeah. Neither could really hit a shot is kind of what it was, but yeah.
Good defense, man. Nerves. It's hard to score late in games. People are tired. It's hard.
You could tell they were tired as well. Also, the Jazz, I just don't think they have enough pieces around. I mean, Conley was like 1 for 7 from three.
Well, it's going to be tough for them to have enough pieces to beat the Lakers. But I mean, they're a good team. I mean, the Jazz are legit. That was a nasty pull-up jumper by Mitchell for the tie.
Oh yeah, almost like two defenders right there.
But yeah, you're always going to have your questions. I mean, Gobert again. He's not defensive player of the year. He's so overrated.
just because he blocks a bunch of shots. I get it. But, like, teams are always just picking on him.
Yeah. That's, again, Chris Paul was just going at him, having those little pull-up Jays. What about Kevin Durant, KD? He's back in action. I mean, I don't think it goes much better than this. After missing 23 games, he comes off the bench and 15 minutes, or I guess 19 minutes technically, he got the extra minutes at the end, but he had 17 points, did not miss a shot, 5 for 5 from the field, had 7 rebounds and 5 assists and a block in 19 minutes. I mean, the guy was just dominant after missing all those games.
Did have 6 turnovers, not to like nitpick his game.
A little sloppy.
I mean, like, you could see that, yeah, the rust was there as well. I was saying that. Like, you know, he says he's going to come off the bench the next couple games. But yeah, if you add him and Blake Griffin together, they went 9 of 11 from the field.
Blake had a little jam as well, got up for
4 of 6 from the free throw line, or from the 3-point line, excuse me. And yeah, Blake with another big dunk. Sandbagging on the Piston. I mean, the Nets are nasty, but I will say that if you need to put on a good offensive performance, it would be a good team to come back against.
Mm-hmm.
The New Orleans Pelicans, those guys stink. They're terrible.
What's going on there? Why are they so bad?
Guys that don't want to play defense.
It's rough.
It's weird.
Yeah. Staying in the NBA, Golden State president and CEO Rick Welts apparently plans to retire at the end of the season. So, kind of interesting. CEO Rick Welts, president of Golden State Warriors.
Oh, okay.
Yep. He's been a big on the business side for the Warriors here in the last decade. Of course, they've made some pretty major moves. We're able to win a championship with Steph, and then added KD, won a couple there. So, you know, kind of a big move. Do you think could see the Golden State kind of going downhill a little bit, maybe? Maybe get out of there when you can?
I wonder if he's getting forced out. Or how old is he? Does it say how old he is?
Does not. Let's see.
Just some turnover in Golden State. You know, for a team that claimed to be
68,
so far ahead of everyone else.
Right.
Not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone's kind of caught up to him.
Interesting stat here. Going back to the NFL, we had the Sam Darnold trade to Carolina. You know what's interesting? According to Sportsline, they did a simulation. They do these simulation things. They do they said they ran it 10,000 times. I'm not sure how these simulations work, but apparently the Panthers have a better odds to win the division, make the playoffs, and have a better chance at more wins with Teddy Bridgewater than Sam Darnold, according to Sportsline. Anything to make of that? Wins, it says, with Bridgewater, 7.5.
Stupid.
You don't like these simulations, run-throughs?
Not really. But, I mean, I don't have any issue. I mean, that doesn't really surprise me that Teddy Bridgewater would grade out better in the simulations than Sam Darnold. Because if you get the Sam Darnold that played in New York, like, he's not going to be very good. You're hoping you get a better Sam Darnold. Like,
no.
Carolina didn't trade for him to get the same exact thing he was doing in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Teddy's so cautious with the ball, too. It probably factors in, like, turnover rate and stuff like that. Which just makes him kind of a safer quarterback, I feel like.
Right. The Panthers also added A.J. Boye, the cornerback from the Broncos. Was actually a pretty big name when he was with the Jaguars. Ended up kind of getting cut with the Broncos. Didn't go as well. But, yeah, the Panthers end up signing him, so continuing to add to that team. Moving to college basketball, we had Drew Pember found a team, former Vol, headed to Asheville, not too far from Knoxville.
Ah, yes.
Any thoughts on Pember? Wish him well.
Sure, man. I hope you thrive.
Could be a stud over there. I'm not sure how good of a program UNC Asheville is, but you know.
So I guess ETSU nor George Mason either wanted him or he didn't want to go there. You know,
yeah, looks like it. That was kind of all the indications, right? Was especially ETSU.
Well, people are just linking. Yeah, I mean, people are just linking the former coaches going there. I don't know if he didn't want to go there, if they didn't want him, or what. But all right, so is it UNC Asheville? Is that where he's going, or is there a school just called Asheville?
I thought it was UNC Asheville, right?
Yeah, okay, that's what I
assumed. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That's what I assumed.
Right, Hayden? There's not just Asheville.
No, it's UNC Asheville.
Okay, that's what I assumed. That's what
right.
I assumed.
They're in Winthrop's conference, the Big South, I think, is what it is.
Not too bad. We also had top transfer target Earl Timberlake committed to play for Penny Hardaway in Memphis. He tells ESPN. He was actually projected a first-round pick before dealing with some injuries. What it said, he was a guard from Miami. So, Memphis getting one of those big transfer targets.
Yeah, he was a top, like, I think 35 recruit in his class. And
yeah.
It's a big deal. It's probably be Memphis' best player next year, unless they have some, like, big-time freshman coming in I'm unaware of. So, Penny had a lot of attrition, though, after the year.
you know, they had a bunch of guys transfer, so it's nice for him to get one.
Right. We also, going back to the NFL, got to talk about this report. So, Julian Edelman, there's some indications that he's been kind of hampered by these knee injuries, and it could be considered doubtful that he'll be able to play a full season without it becoming an issue again. And there's been thoughts that maybe retirement could linger into the conversation as well. So, man, Patriots adding all these receivers. Looks like Julian Edelman could be on the way out.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, usually with these undersized receivers, guys that make their money in the slot, they don't really have long careers. So I wonder what Edelman's pull has been. I mean,
he's 34, too.
He's been laid out a couple times.
Yeah, he's taking some shots. I mean, when did Wes Welker start to
I feel like Wes Welker was out by the time he was 34. I thought he was if he was even playing, he would have been a shell of himself.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, like it doesn't surprise me that Edelman might be like, might not be worth it to go catch ground balls from Cam Newton.
Right.
Wes Welker retired at the age of 34.
Okay.
And then, the last 2 years, was he turned 33 in Denver? That's whenever, you know, he had.
Dunzo.
Yeah, he was already done going to Denver.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson.
One good year in Denver, Cam. His first year in Denver was fine.
What year
catches,
was that?
2013.
Okay, so that was the year.
The year they got punked by
Seattle.
Seattle in the Super Bowl. And then he was awful the next year after that.
Going to this Deshaun Watson stuff, man, it just continues to escalate a little bit as Deshaun Watson's attorney has apparently filed an emergency petition. I didn't even know there was such a thing. An emergency petition to have all 22 of his accusers publicly identified. Can you do this? Is this something?
Does it say why? I mean, I guess you can.
Well, his argument is they can't really fight the case without knowing who they're fighting against is kind of his take.
So they don't. So he, like, this might sound stupid, but I'm not a lawyer. So, like, Deshaun Watson and his lawyers don't know the identity of the people? Mm-mm.
The guy won't release them. I mean,
oh, okay.
So that's
well, other
so
than the girl that talked yesterday or whatever
out,
day
But, yeah,
was.
This whole time they haven't been giving the names out, and Deshaun's lawyer's been asking for him. He's like, we can't, you know, build a case against somebody if we don't know who we're building a case against.
Okay, I would have assumed they would have known, but they just went on public for everyone to know, but okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, so he's trying to get those names.
I mean, sexual abusers want to sometimes stay anonymous, but yeah, you would think the defense attorney would be allowed to know who it is.
Yeah,
like even really. Even if he doesn't have to make it public, it just so he knows kind of what he's working with case-wise.
Sure.
And that's kind of what he's trying to get a hold of, so.
That makes sense. Now, I mean, of course, you know, people that have been sexually abused sometimes don't want their names out there in public to ruin, like, you know, and receive. If these names get public from, just, you know, Deshaun Watson fans, they'll probably be harassed.
No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, maybe you can, like, you know, get them to him anonymously still and let him, you know, build his cases. And, you know, in the actual court case, they can use, like, fake names and stuff.
Sure.
But, yeah, he feels like he's fighting a more uphill battle than he already is without having a little detail.
You can't. I just feel like you can't. This doesn't happen just because you request it, right? Like you said. I mean, a lot of these people want to be anonymous. A lot of these women want to be anonymous. So,
like I said, I don't know the rules here.
Yeah,
I would think Deshaun Watson's lawyer has to think there's at least a chance of it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And real quick, I think Ezekiel Elliott was listening to the show yesterday, fellas, because soon after he tweeted about, you know, wanting to play some more Twitch, he actually posted a video on Instagram of him working out, getting the grind in. So I guess he must have been listening, have been, you know, a little offended by it.
What were his workouts?
Not him doing push-ups on a band. Apparently.
What was he doing, running hills?
No, he's actually, the workouts are kind of weak, honestly. I mean, it was first him on a bike, and then he's, you know, he's pulling the thing down, and holding one of the, like, it looks like it's kind of like a heavy thing that he's, like, moving around. Like, I don't even know what that is.
It's like around here? Like,
it's like it's
shoulders or something? Or?
Hold up. He's doing that. And then, hold on. Stay hungry at the end of it. He's just got this, it's like this long thing, and he's just doing, first he's just on a bike right here, which is kind of lame. Not really doing much. And then he does that. What is that? He's on a knees. Looks like he's holding up something heavy.
He didn't look that heavy.
Are these workouts impressive to you at all?
No, not really. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure some of them are built around flexibility and stuff. I don't know. Didn't look like he was really sweating, though.
No, not much of a grind, but
looked,
hey.
Looked like he was in there just for the camera.
That's kind of what I was thinking a little bit.
He went in here and like, hey, put this together real quick so I can get back to video gaming, please.
Yeah.
My fans are getting a little restless. Good batch of headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Feels like this is kind of big news for you, Cam.
Okay.
Netflix nabs exclusive first pay window for Sony slate starting with 2022 movies.
Oh, that is big.
Including Uncharted, Bullet Train, and Marvel-based Morbius and Venom 2. Morbius, has that movie not came out yet?
No, it got delayed because of COVID stuff. As long as
that's what Jared Leto, right?
Yep.
Who the hell's gonna want to watch that in 2022?
I want to say it was still supposed to come out sometime this fall.
It says 2022 movies.
Because Venom 2 is supposed to still come out this fall. That's gonna be sweet. Got Woody Harrelson in that one. Should be pretty sweet. But yeah, they're trying to do the Sony Spider-Verse kind of thing. So
yeah, it says all those movies are coming out in 2022 on this Hollywood Reporter article I'm reading. Uncharted, is that the video game?
Yeah.
The Rock in that, because they're basically using this picture from Jumanji, and I feel like it's just going to be like a...
Really? I thought Tom Holland was starring as the guy.
I don't know. They got The Rock in it. Is The Rock in... He's not in Venom 2, is he?
No. I don't know why he's up there.
What is Morbius? I'm trying to look this up. Like, what the hell am I looking at?
He's a vampire kind of thing.
Yeah, you didn't see... Spider-Man villain. You don't remember the commercials for that? It's like Jared Leto, and he, like, is dying, and he goes to, like, some island, and, like, he gets surrounded by all these, like, bats or something like that.
He tried to use, like, bat blood and stuff, too.
And then next thing you knew, he was superhuman.
Yeah.
I'm out on that, too.
Yeah, no thanks.
I feel like Jared Leto is, like, the best...
Yeah, I'm surprised that's the Spider-Man villain they decided to go with, but...
I feel like... Jared Leto is like the best actor that just makes terrible movies.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything good.
Terrible as a Joker. Ugh, just terrible.
I've yet to watch him as a Joker. I've not watched any of those.
Don't even watch those movies.
And you knew I was on a Batman kick a couple weeks ago. I didn't even bother with any of that stuff.
Well, Venom 2 is supposed to still come out in September this year. So maybe they just officially like get it on their platform on 2022?
Well, no, because they're trying to do like what the HBO's doing. Like what HBO Max is doing, like where they're getting the movies first and you buy them on like their app. Because, I mean, quite frankly, I don't know if you guys have looked around on Netflix lately. I canceled mine.
Oh, no, there's nothing.
Mm-mm. I canceled mine. Netflix is severely lacking when it comes to content. You know, they could keep people, not me, but they could keep people with like just like having The Office.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's gone. And then you look around, it's just like, okay, well, your movies, some of them are good, but they're going to rotate on and off. Like the other sites are going to have those movies eventually. The TV shows, there's not much there. I mean, like, Queen's Gambit last year was fine. Stranger Things ain't coming back anytime soon. So, like, what are you really offering me here, Netflix? I canceled mine. I was like, I'm out. I went to Paramount Plus. But I was disappointed with their selection. But Paramount Plus is doing the same thing with these movies where they're, you know, they're releasing a whole slate of movies in the next coming years. So now Netflix is like, we got to get in the game with Sony. All right, so there'll be the exclusive first window licensing deal in the U.S. that will allow Netflix first play window rights to Sony Pictures. The typical pay one window is 18 months, so let's see. For theatrically released films, the pact will begin with Sony's 2022 film slate, which includes Morbius, Uncharted, and Spider in the sequel to the something to the Spider-Man universe. Oh, the Spider-Verse. Netflix, which will be spending billions... we'll also have access to a new library of films.
Yeah, no, this article I'm reading doesn't mention Venom 2, but, like, yeah, like, it will also, like, it can have it on the platform later on, and it says it will have the future installments. And also, I think the Rock picture is because it says it will have follow-ups of Jumanji.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not what the headline said. I was just skimming the article that came out.
Yeah, I was reading some more about it. So, yeah, Morbius is supposed to come out in January of 2022.
Okay, it does say Venom 2 is set for 2021 will not be included in the pact. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And the new Spider-Man movie.
Sweet. It's also this fall.
I'm surprised that Netflix is getting Marvel stuff. Isn't that? I thought that was all Disney.
Well, the Sony stuff, they own the Spider-Man. They own Spider-Man.
That's right.
So they own all the Spider-Man characters and properties, and they just had a deal with Marvel to let
Because Sony had one of the worst business decisions of all time, Drayton. Yeah. When they could have bought all of the Avengers, all of the Marvel stuff. And it was like, we actually just want.
Yeah, they said nobody cares about anybody except Spider-Man. We don't want the rest. And then
They could have had it all for like 10 or 15 like extra million dollars or something crazy like that. I'm like, nah, just give us Spider-Man.
And now it's a billion-dollar industry. And
I mean, multi-billion.
Yeah, multi-billion. They basically have to make a deal with Marvel to have Spider-Man in their movies to help themselves out. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
So I guess, it sounds like, let's see, so we know like with HBO Max, they've been showing movies that are, you know, opening in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
That's Universal struck a deal to have its movies debut on premium on-demand services 17 days after. Paramount stated that some of its major theatrical releases, like Mission Impossible 7 and Quiet Place 2, will debut on Paramount 45 days after their big screen runs. Okay, so I guess this is going to be sort of like that with Netflix, like where they will have the first right once people are ready to put it on, but not at the same time they're going to be released in theaters. I was thinking it was going to be at the same time like HBO Max is doing.
Okay.
Which I was going to say, if I'm a movie theater, I'd be like, wait, whoa. You guys, slow down.
No, again? Whoa. Again?
Everyone relax.
Into the Spider-Verse 2, that would be sweet.
So I guess Netflix is at least like, hey, we got to find some content.
Yeah.
Because we did a thing that made everyone cut the cord, and now everyone's coming up with their own platforms. Mm-hmm. And if you start adding it up, you'll realize you're paying the same thing you were paying before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before you cut the cord. Although I will say, at least if you pay the $10 on these things, it is nice not to have commercials. It is nice.
Such a plus.
It is nice to just not have to worry about the commercials. I paid the extra $5 a month on Paramount to be like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to watch the commercials.
$5, though? Ugh.
It was worth it for me because I was paying $14 for Netflix.
You said Paramount's a little disappointing. I find that surprising. Isn't Paramount supposed to be like the big one?
Well, I think it's ramping up. I don't think it's there yet.
Okay.
Like the movie selection, there's no new movies there. It's like,
they're getting the stuff that like comes out though, right? Like,
yeah, they're getting new stuff. I thought they were going to have stuff on there already, and I really assumed that like Yellowstone season 2 was going to be on there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I found the first season of Yellowstone on there yet, because right now it's just like all like CBS, MTV, Comedy Central. So like you got all those shows on there. But as far as other stuff, yeah, like I mean, I can watch the Masters on there and like stream live sports, which is nice. That's different than what these other streaming platforms can do. I mean, Hulu. Yeah. Says they have live sports, but I've yet to find them on there. Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen live sports on
there. You have to have the Hulu Live TV package, I think.
Yeah. That's like 60 or 70 bucks, right?
Yeah, it's like it's a replacement for like cable.
Yeah. Like kind of like how YouTube TV has.
Right.
Like,
why not just pay for the cable, bro?
Yeah.
Which I guess you still get the catalog of stuff, which I guess is nice.
I still feel like HBO Max is the best right now.
HBO Max is the best. HBO Max is the biggest brand, though, right?
Yeah.
So far, I mean, like, HBO is a bigger brand. I mean, I guess, like I said, CBS is getting into it, but, like, HBO has been a really big brand for a while, especially, like, when you think of quality stuff. Mm-hmm. Poor Hulu. Don't give a damn about Hulu.
I like Hulu.
What do you like on Hulu?
Hulu has a lot of TV shows, I feel like.
Like what?
Old TV shows.
Yeah. They have a lot of old TV shows.
Like what? Because they don't produce anything. So, like, everything. Like,
I don't want to say it because you're going to make fun of me. I don't want to.
Now I want to know.
Now I really want to know.
We'll talk about it in the break.
Just tell us.
No.
I'm not going to break until you tell us. We're going to sit here and just look at you until you tell us.
I watch a lot of stuff on there.
If it's good enough for us to hear, it's good enough for the audience.
They have Blind Spot on there. I watched that last summer because that was, like, one of my favorite TV. That's, like, the tattoo TV show.
Yeah.
They have like if you're
just say
like,
the one you're embarrassed of and let's move on.
Oh well, like they have like Fear Factor on there. They have
Fear Factor.
Like some Fear of the Factor. Game shows you put on in the background. They're interesting.
Yeah.
I mean the new Chase is on there. I kind of like that. The new one.
I like the Chase.
Have you seen the new one? Like with the new three guys.
Yeah. Okay. I think I like the old one better actually.
Yeah, I do too.
The
I like
on Netflix
the big guy.
Was better. Big guy was better.
I agree.
Wait, they have three guys on there?
Yeah.
The newer one? I haven't seen the newer
one. On the one on ABC, it's the three Jeopardy champions. It's James
Holzhauer.
Yeah, and then Jennings, and then the third guy that's not as good. Brad, I think is his name.
Yeah, Brad something.
Just tell us the show you're embarrassed of, and let's move on.
Oh, that was it. Fear Factor was it.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Why would I? No, that's not it.
Yes, it was.
You're such a liar.
Okay.
Tell us what it was.
That was it. I'm serious.
The OC.
What is that?
The Hills.
No. It was the Fear Factor.
I don't buy it.
That's what I was talking about earlier with your character and morals. I'm worried about you, Hayden. I'm worried about you. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I know you. I know that I'm kind of like your big brother, and you look up to me. I'm kind of like your hero, and like you, I give you all this great advice, and like you know, like a stepdad figure to you a little bit.
Okay.
Adopted grandpa or something like that. I don't know. I'm worried about you, son. Okay. You got you're a nice kid, but you got some real problems with your character, okay? I'm tired of it.
Well, why?
It's time for you to become a man and get on track and stop your lying and become honorable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
It's an intervention.
Take my belt off. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Before we go back to the Masters leaderboard to get you an update, I want to tell you tomorrow we'll be over at Hops and Hollers. A little charity drive. $1 off every pint. We'll go. Let me say that again. Not $1 off. $1 of every pint sold will go to the First Tee of Greater Knoxville. They're giving away a $125 shopping spree to Inward Half, a new golf apparel line. I have Masters-themed cups, koozies, golf tees as promo items. Going to have some merchandise out to sell. Come by, eat some lunch, watch some Masters with us, raise some money for the First Tee of Greater Knoxville. Just have a good time. It'll be Friday. Kick off a little early. Get set for their animal hours. Be a fun time. Be a fun time. Masters leaderboard update. Still holding strong. 3-under through 12. Hideki Matsuyama. Tied with Christian Blusenholtz. Blusenholtz? I always say this guy at the top, but I don't know how to say his name.
I have no idea how to say that.
I don't know how to say his name. Paul Casey at 3-under. Mark Leishman. Leishman's out to a really early start. 3-under through 4.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the heavy hitters at, I guess, past champion? Patrick Reed, 1-under through 8. John Rahm, even through 10. Bubba, even through 12.
Shoffley even.
Is Shoffley a big name? I know that like he's a good golfer.
He's always in contention. No, but I know he never wins.
Yeah, I just didn't know if I would consider him good. I mean, a big name. I know he's good. He's a like you say. He's always hovering around the top of the leaderboard. He gets hot, but I just don't know if the audience cares about him. DJ 1-over through 10. Where's Brooks at? Is he falling apart a little bit?
Phil just teed off.
Yeah, Brooks 2-over through 12. He made it through the front nine even with his hurt knee, and now he's taking on a little bit of water. Mm. Yeah, Phil teed off, part first hole.
Hovland's plus 3.
Yeah, Hovland fell apart. We're getting close to everyone being off and on the course. Roy McIlroy going to dig himself a hole. I feel like he does this every damn big tournament. He'll have a terrible first day.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he'll be scrambling the rest of the tournament. And then he'll catch fire on Saturday to like get within like 6 shots. And I was like, okay, does he have a chance? And then on Sunday he'll play good, but then he'll be too far back. That seems like Rory's strategy lately. And yeah, he has 3-over through 10 holes. Mm. Went bogey, 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 birdie.
Dustin with a nice birdie to get back to even.
All right, DJ. And he's somebody that can get hot. DJ just has to be within like 6 or 7 shots going into the weekend, and then he can put it together and come back and win.
He had a real nice chip there, so if he can hit shots like that, he'll be all right.
He is someone who can catch fire. Same as like Justin Thomas. Both those guys can go super low and just kind of just not don't lose it on day one, like Rory is probably going to do.
Yeah.
We're moments away from DeChambeau and Finau teeing off, as well as Spieth JT and Morikawa. So everyone going to be on the on the course by 2 o'clock. So
nice,
not far off. I got Sergio.
Get him out there.
4 over through 11. What are you doing, Sergio?
Serge.
Not Sergio. Come on, man.
I think that Hovland guy stinks.
He doesn't stink, but he doesn't stink. It's his first time playing the Masters. That's your fault for betting on him.
I didn't know what I was doing. I'll own that.
He doesn't stink. He's
good. You kind of made me feel good. You're like, oh, I like that guy. I do like him.
Well, no, I do like him, but it's his first time playing the Masters, and I think it takes a couple times before you're ready. Like you saw Morikawa last year struggle early. His first time at the Masters. These guys are young. It's a tough course. It's a big scene. This is the biggest stage in golf, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
United States golf, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's bigger than the Open, too. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. Sure. I know the Ryder Cup's got a lot of pressure on it, too, in certain situations. But, I mean, the Masters, yeah, for U.S. golf. What capacity are they at here, Hayden? Because they got fans. But it looks very limited. Do you know? Can you look up and see what the Masters fan capacity was?
Yeah, I know it's limited.
Because that was something about last year. I mean, like you had, Morikawa win the first one.
Ooh-wee.
A young guy just coming in and hitting clutch shots and not really having to deal with crowds creating pressure.
Yeah.
Which, granted, his first tournament he won, he was like minutes away from like Berkeley where he went to school at. So he probably would have had a favorable crowd when he hit that beautiful eagle. I believe it was on 15, place would have gone crazy. We got robbed of that. But it might have been even on 17. Got robbed of that. But now, like, you'll at least have a little bit of a Masters roar, a little bit, whenever guys start hitting shots on Saturday. Obviously, no Tiger there to really get the crowd going. But there's still some big crowd favorites there. That'll put some pressure on some guys at the top. Do you have the capacity?
Yeah. I looked up a few articles, and, like, from January 12th, they said that it was unclear still. And then the update in like late February said Augusta was still waiting to find out what their capacity would be.
So. It did say the hope was to allow 30 to 50% of its usual capacity in April.
In the water.
I don't even know what the usual capacity
is. Is that Brooks just went in the water?
Whoever that pink hat guy is.
Brooks has fallen apart a little bit.
That knee, man.
No.
That knee.
No. The knee's fine.
That's what he's gonna say.
The knee's fine. Brooks showed up.
He said he's going to win. Wasn't remember?
He? Said he wasn't. Yeah, he broke his kneecap.
Oh, okay. I thought
had surgery. Was supposed to be out 6 months and only has been out a month. I mean, in all fairness, okay. He can't be 100% healthy. But, hey, he's out there playing.
Yeah, respect.
Whenever King Bryson beats him by 10 strokes, I don't want to hear it. Whenever Bryson dominates him, I don't want to hear it, haters and losers.
Oof.
Because Brooks is out there.
I mean, it's more than what everybody watching can say.
Matsuyama now 4 under in the sole lead. Webb Simpson, that's another guy can get hot.
Ooh, Patrick Reed -2. Let's go. We're coming.
Matsuyama, how many majors has he won?
I don't think any.
I was about to, because he's kind of one of those guys in the conversation usually too, isn't he?
He's a top-level golfer.
Yeah.
I don't know where he ranks in the world rankings, but I'd say he's top 20.
It's a little windy there today.
Well, there's a storm all around it, although I guess now it's cleared up here in Knoxville. Where would the Masters rank on, like, sports accomplishments that you wish you could do?
Like, when?
Just, like, the coolest ones, yeah. I feel like it's up there. I'd say it's probably 1 for a lot of people.
Just because of how, like, individual it is? It's just you out there, kind
of? Yeah, and historic, yeah. And, I mean, a lot of people, like, want to be good at golf. And I would say if you could ask most people, would rather win, like, Super Bowl MVP or the Masters, I'd say most people would be like, I want to win the Masters instead. That seems cooler.
Yep. That would be 1 for me, probably.
Yeah?
Most money, too, wouldn't it be?
Most other sports don't have, like, checks at the end of it for winning. I mean, like, I guess, like, the World Series of Poker.
Oh, yeah.
Would probably
that would be
more.
Good, too.
That would be cool. That'd be really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Wouldn't give you the same feeling, though, of just, like, beating a field, hitting the shots, dealing with the nerves. Although you'd have some nerves, though. You'd have nerves at the tournament. I'd say, though, by the time it came down to the final tournament, the final table in the World Series of Poker, you'd already be adding up, like, oh, wow, I just made life-changing money anyways. Because, like, the last table, your final table, you're getting, $600,000, $700,000 for finishing ninth and, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like winning the Daytona 500 would be cool.
I think mine's like Olympic gold in the 100 would be sweet.
Winning Olympic gold medal would be pretty cool.
Yeah, especially like a race like that so fast, and you just got like, oh man, yeah, that'd be crazy. 100 or 200. Those
one of being those the fastest things. Man in the world is a would be a cool title to have.
Yeah.
Because even when you win the Masters, it can sometimes, I don't call it a fluke, but like mm-hmm. it's not always the best golfer in the world winning the Masters. Sometimes yeah. it gets hot for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And every now and then, you know, the best in the world does win. But like, yeah, if you win a gold medal, like you are the best in the world at your sport. Mm-hmm. No one is better.
Especially in a sport as simple as that. Like you're just running. Like
the Daytona 500, huh? Is the Daytona 500 bigger than the Indianapolis 500? I feel like winning the Indianapolis 500 would be cooler. Mm. In those type of cars, I feel like that'd be cooler.
In the Formula One?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I think that's more. I just think of that as a more historic race. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, probably. But yeah. I think of that as more historic. I think owning
I'd
the horse.
I'd be scared to run Formula One, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd be scared to run the NASCAR, too. I mean,
yeah.
We'd like to get in there one time, though, and see if you could do it. That'd be kind of fun.
Ooh, second
splash.
Brooks went in the water again? Oh,
no.
This is... I don't know who the hell that is. Who
I don't
is that
know.
Guy?
This guy's been struggling. I saw him have a terrible shot earlier, too.
Who is that guy? You know
he
that
just
is?
Looked like, oh, bother.
No, I don't know if I've ever seen that guy before.
Christopher Robbins looking mother.
Yeah.
Mother, you
he's
know what?
They're just like, oh, geez, what have I done?
He does look very young.
Yeah. There's Brooks. Hey, yo.
The Indianapolis 500, I think, would outweigh the Daytona 500. Those cars would be scary, though. You're right. Draven, you have anything?
I don't know where my list
is. Might win the Super Bowl.
We haven't done power rankings in a while. You want to power rank these?
Wimbledon.
Star on my hat. Pretty cool. Wimbledon would be cool, but I don't think Wimbledon carries the same as the Masters. I mean, I know we did that on this or that before, but like, I will say Wimbledon has less of a fluke factor to it.
Yeah.
Like, Wimbledon is one of those things. Like, I mean, usually the top three or four in tennis are going to win all the majors for the most part. Like, all the Grand Slams. Like, mm-hmm. that you're going to be at the top of your game. You're not going to necessarily catch lightning in a bottle. You're going to be one of the three or four favorites almost all the time. Winning the championship.
I think having, like, a game-winning goal in, like, a World Cup game, that would be up there.
That would be cool. Winning the championship at WrestleMania. That'll be cooler. Whoever wins the championship at WrestleMania on Sunday, that'll probably be a better feeling than the Masters. I'll go with that.
Yeah, that'll be a better feeling. Cause
come on, Hovland, get this eagle, baby.
I mean, they already know they're going to win beforehand. Don't they?
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't find out until right before.
What percentage do you think that is?
I'd say it happens more than you think, actually.
So they don't know until you'll win? They don't know until you'll win?
Right.
Right before.
Sometimes. Like though.
So when's the other times? They find out during the match?
Well, no, sometimes it's planned out, you know. The story arc we'll have here, and it's like, hey, here's the conclusion. You'll kind of have an idea of what you're building to for the next month. But sometimes Vince will change his mind, like, night of. If it, like, leaks or something.
But they still know before the match starts.
I was about to say, they have to know before it starts.
Oh, yeah, before it starts,
yeah. Seems tainted to me.
Yeah.
It's not
about... What if you were supposed to win, like, the championship that night, and, like, you already had your celebration and stuff planned out, and then right before the match, he changes it?
That's what happened.
Really suck.
That's what happened during the... I mean, you're not going to know what I'm talking about, but it was Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, I think, in 2014, maybe. And Roman was supposed to be his big moment. His whole family's in the front row, boom, ready to go. He's supposed to win. Last minute, they're like, actually, we're going to do this thing. It's called Money in the Bank. There's a cash-in. A guy has, like, a contract he can cash in for a title shot anytime.
Yeah,
Seth Rollins came out, boom, at the end, gives the briefcase, curb stomp, pins him. He's the champion.
Wow.
Kind of came out of nowhere. And Roman was so mad, but his family's in the front row just disappointed. He thought he was getting the belt at the beginning of the night. And turns out, they're like, nope, actually, we're going with Seth.
They should do that more often.
Seth gets the belt. He's like, they're swinging it at the top of the ramp. It looks so cool. It's a cool moment. Cool moment. It's not about the athletic feat there, though. Hey, that's more about like recognizing your goals. Everyone who gets in the biz, it's what they dream of, winning the title at WrestleMania, being the main event, winning. So it's not so much about... Well, we knew it was going to win. It's predetermined. Good job by you, Hayden. You're the 4,000th person today to talk about how wrestling is fake. Good job by you. It's predetermined. Really original take, bro.
It does take away from it a little bit, though, when you're comparing it.
It doesn't diminish.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it doesn't diminish. It's still recognizing the top of your game. It's still being promoted. Still recognizing your dreams.
When comparing that to other sports, though, come on. You can't compare that to winning the Masters.
I would say the feeling's pretty comparable. If you've seen people that win the belt for the first time at WrestleMania, they're always in the middle of the ring crying.
Belt. Give me that green jacket over my shoulders. Belt's cooler than a green jacket.
A championship belt is cooler than a green jacket. Just, I'm saying, looking at it. Now, I understand the significance of the sport. I understand that. But I'm just saying, it's cooler to wear a belt than a jacket. Just when it comes down to it.
I think I disagree with that. No, I think it'd be cool to rock that green jacket. The only thing about the green... You can rock that green jacket anywhere. The belt.
Like, the only thing about they have to carry the belt with them, like through the airport and everywhere. They have to keep it with them.
The only thing about the green jacket is you can only wear it after the year after you win. And then after that, it has to go back to the course, and you can only wear it during the tournament. Yeah.
Not if you steal it.
You don't get
it.
To keep it? Are you sure about that?
I mean, you might have one at your house, but you can't wear it out. You can only wear it out for like 1 year.
And like champions dinners and stuff?
Yep.
Well, they're going to just catch you wearing it out.
You can only wear it out from like Masters to Masters after you win till the next year.
And that's it? And then you're not the Masters champion anymore.
Yep.
Can you sit around your house in it?
I don't really know about that. I know that they have...
See, they don't really let them keep it?
They have like a room with all the jackets.
Yeah.
Like when they come back.
Really?
Tournament. Yep. Well, I like just learned that the other day. So.
You can keep the, if you're a champion for longer than a year, you can keep the belt as long as you want.
Because there was a story about like... A few years ago, it was Bubba or somebody else who was just like in like Krispy Kreme donuts, like just wearing it because he like gets to wear it it's all year. It's kind of like wear it out.
Let's catch a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Don't get me started, love. I've had too much to drink. You think it'd be better to win a solo sport or a team sport, like to like win the big championship?
It would be cool to have like your teammates to celebrate with.
Yeah.
If you win like a team one, but I feel like it does feel like more of like a personal accomplishment if you win solo.
I don't know, man. You're the quarterback of a team winning the Super Bowl. You're gonna feel pretty accomplished. You're gonna feel like the guy. You were the leader of the team, right?
I mean, yeah, but if you're like the third receiver on the championship team, it's not the same,
right?
Yeah, as long as you're a contributor, though, you can always buy into the greater good thing.
Yeah.
We had a mission. We worked on this forever, blah, blah, blah. Because it's like, hey, we worked on this to get to this level our whole lives, but also, like, you know, once training camp started, this group of 53 guys, if you're a football team, or, you know, 27 or whatever if you're a baseball team, or 15 if you're a basketball team, whatever. You had this goal for a full year. I'd say it'd be kind of cool to celebrate a team championship.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Because when you're celebrating an individual championship, you're really just celebrating with yourself and like your family and people that are going to.
It's kind of nice, you know, hugging your wife, getting that moment with
but that's it.
After winning.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, like there'll be some coaches, like you know, some swing coaches. If it's tennis or you know golf, obviously you'll have a couple of coaches, your parents, things of that nature.
But you don't get that champagne in the locker room,
yeah,
spraying all over the place, going wild.
Like when you're out there partying, when you're out there playing, like it's just you that's really exciting. Like when you win an individual championship, you're going to be the happiest person. Like I said, your parents are going to probably feel really proud of you too, but like your coaches will be happy, but not as happy as you are. You're still like you said, you're out there popping the bottles. No one's really popping them with you. It's just you, a team. You know, everyone's pumping on, like J.R. Smith going shirtless for a full month. You're bonded for life.
Yeah.
You're bonded for life.
Yeah, you do become brothers or sisters.
Caleb says Wimbledon will be on the list. And yeah, I mean, I agree. Wimbledon is basically the equivalent of the Masters, right? For that sport.
Yeah probably.
Another individual sport. It's a month as opposed to a weekend.
Also, like, you have a city kind of when you have a team sport. I feel like the whole city's, like, with you on the celebration, too.
Cool.
Like, yeah, you're not having a whole city celebrate you for winning the Masters.
Your hometown will.
Yeah.
Your hometown.
They're not throwing you a parade, though. I mean.
It might, actually.
Depends on the city.
Not Denny Hamlin. Who was it? Chase Elliott?
They threw him a parade.
Didn't like they have like a full thing driving through North Carolina like in his car? Like didn't they have like a whole? I'm not making that up, right? Like when he won the championship this year, like he drove back to his hometown. Like they had
a big
deal for them, right?
I believe it being a big deal.
Am I wrong there?
I don't see anything about
He drove through in his car.
Dawsonville, Georgia. Yeah, they did a parade for him.
Yeah, wow. I agree. He's driving his car on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought so. But you're also like, you could be, you know, Jordan Spieth fans, for example. They're worldwide, or at least nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not a big one city that really embraces you outside of your hometown. That's
but anywhere you go, people be like, oh man, you're boom.
Yeah. This is a big weekend because it does create, you know, it does create you a star for a weekend, but not always, it doesn't always carry over. Like, I mean, Patrick Reed hasn't done much since he won his Masters, right? He's pretty much just been a guy that's been in contention. Mm-hmm. Same as, like, Bubba Watson. I know Bubba won 2 Masters.
12 and 14.
Yeah. But, like, he hasn't ever risen to, like, star level from it. At least, like, star golfer. Like, you know the name.
Mm-hmm.
Because he won. And you know the name because, you know, he was... What? Bubba was famous first for, like, being, like, a long driver, right? I don't mean, like, the sport long driver. Wasn't he, like, popular for hitting the ball far?
Yeah.
At first?
Yeah.
The long hair, the General Lee, like, kind of had a gimmick. But, like, as far as golf, like, he hasn't risen to being a star. He's, what, top 30? That type of golfer? Where's he at in the world rankings? I mean, is he even top 30 at this point?
Bubba? I'd say he's
close to the top 30. Is my point. Like,
hasn't won in a while, I know that.
Yeah, like, same as Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed hangs around the top 20, top 30 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you just create a star for the weekend here at the Masters. But it is special when you have guys, like, you know, at the top of their game win it. That's when it really matters to me, like, in the Masters. Like, Dustin Johnson finally winning one was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger, of course, winning one's cool. If you do get the top of the game getting there and winning, that's when it, to me, is special. Hour 2 in the books. We'll kick off hour 3 of headlines. Hayden, you got your list of that topics ready to go?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to have them now. I'm just saying. Well, it was really just a reminder to
get them ready. Yeah, I'm working on them.
Okay. We'll kick off hour 3 next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.